Our speaker is Ben Bailey.
Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Hebrews 4, verse 16. Welcome to our study of the subject of prayer. Jesus taught His disciples how to pray correctly in Luke chapter 11, verse 1 following. And from that we learn that to please the Father with our prayer life, we must pray in a way that will glorify God and honor Him. Part of praying correctly and learning how to pray is that we learn how to pray according to the will of God. Prayer is not just something, whatever we feel like or whatever our desires are or whatever we're thinking that day, we can just say that to God and think God's going to be happy with it. God expects us to pray in a certain way. In fact, the Scripture says exactly that. Listen to 1 John chapter 5 and verse 15. The Bible says, "And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions we have asked of Him." The Bible teaches us here in verse 14, if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. The principle that we want to look at for just a moment is praying according to the will of God. We know if we ask according to His will. There's the condition. There's the qualifier. It's got to be according to God's will before God will hear in the sense of answering. And so part of a correct prayer life is to know what God does and does not want us to pray for. In Matthew 27, verse 46, Jesus identified in His own prayer life that we must ask not Thy will or not our will, but Thine be done. Praying according to the will of God means that we pray as God has taught us in Scripture, and that our prayer has the overarching idea and mindset that, God, this may be what I need. If it's Your will, do it. If it's not, You may have heard people even say, defeat me in these things. And so prayer life that pleases God is one that puts God's will, puts the kingdom first, puts my growing as a Christian and being faithful before all else. And so when we think about prayer, let's have the mindset, I want to pray in such a way that it'll be both biblical, it'll be encouraging to me, and it will glorify God in all that I say and do.
This is the gospel of Christ.